Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called, When Will Jesus Come? Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
Reading verse 13. I think it meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle. He called it his tabernacle. His tent. To stir you up by putting you in remembrance, we're in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 14. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ shown me, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things in remembrance, but it really says Exodus after my departure. So here he is. He is standing in the number one place. He's not the Pope like some people said, but he does have number one honor in the body of Christ. And he's going to go. Now it isn't just someone in the Thessalonican church. Now it's Peter. And Jesus hasn't come. So Peter, he knew he had to help him before he left. And of course, God gave him the words, the Holy Ghost gave every bit of this. And so he says, I got to tell you some things here. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't make up a story that he's coming again. He is coming. And this word is parousia. It means when he comes to set up his kingdom. He's going to do it. He's going to come back. He's going to come back, put his feet on this earth and set up a visible kingdom. He told you about it. We told you about it. It's not a fairy tale. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Peter, James, and John were with him on the Mount of Transfiguration. And they said, it's truth. It's all real. We heard a voice from heaven. But that's not the most credible thing. We've got something that's more credible than a voice from heaven. And here's what it is. Woo-hoo! One of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. Verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise. Put a period there. In your hearts knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved along by the Holy Ghost. We have something more sure than hearing a voice on the Mount of Transfiguration. It's the written word. It's the written word that the prophets gave. And at Peter's time, there was no other Bible than the Old Testament. And one portion of the Old Testament is called the prophets. The propheticos. And that's what Peter was referring to, and that's what he called it. And he didn't speak Greek. He would have called it the Nevi'im. But in Greek, it's propheticos, and it means the written word of God, the portion that is the prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, all the prophets, even the Psalms is prophet. So let's read that again and put in the word propheticos and think that he is referring to the Old Testament prophets. We also have a more sure word of propheticos, whereunto you do well to take heed, as unto a light shining in a dark place. The prophets are going to tell you what God's up to. They're going to show you what God's doing. And if you want to know anything in this dark time in which we live, you're going to have to look at the prophets and pay heed to them, because they are a light shining in a dark place. That's how we know what's happening over there with Russia and Iran, because of the prophet Ezekiel. We don't have to be worried when they say a war might come. We know how it turns out. Bless the Lord. Why? Because we're looking at the light shining in a dark place, the prophet. We know that the Jews are coming home. We know that replacement theology is false. How do we know that? The prophets. The prophets told us he scattered them and he's bringing them home just before Jesus comes. So we have a more sure word about all these future things. And it's in the prophets. Whereunto you do well to take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise. I went to Finland. I used to go to Finland a lot. And a man who did a translation into Finnish of the Bible, he said this to me and to a group of us. In the scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures and in the Greek scriptures, there are no punctuation marks. You have to put them in. The translators have to. And I noticed that some translations, new ones, have it like this. But he said, the day has dawned and the day star's already arisen in your heart, if you're a believer. Until the day dawn and the day star arise, you know, for the world, for everything, because he's already arisen in your heart. In your hearts, knowing this first, that no propheticos of the scripture is of any private interpretation. That means you cannot lift one little verse of prophecy out and build a case on it. All prophecy has to harmonize with all other prophecy. And the spirit of prophecy, we're told in Revelation, is what? The spirit of Jesus. So it's got to all, and that's what he's talking about right here. He's talking about those things. And he says, for the propheticos, you can't just lift it out, and oh, people that are all mixed up on their prophecy teaching, that's what they do. Knowing this verse, no propheticos of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the propheticos came not in old time by the will of man. And for sure, you know, he's talking about the old prophets. He's talking about old time. But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, what's getting ready to happen here? Peter's getting ready to make an exodus. And these people have been looking for Jesus at any time. In my studies of these end time things, Peter had a better handle on when Jesus was coming than Paul did. Everybody doesn't get all the whole everything. And Paul said in Thessalonians, we which are alive and remain. Now, that was the first letter he ever wrote. So by the time he wrote over his last letters, he knew better. But the one who taught it to us, that it was going to be longer than just any day, Jesus is coming back, is Peter. And he told it right here in this book. That is the whole message of 2 Peter. You can't just lift little verses out and say this and that. You got to look that Peter was writing a letter. So he's getting ready to go, and he calls it just moving. That's all it is. You just move, you know? I remember when my husband went to heaven, and, you know, they had the body down at the funeral home, and Terry came in, and he said, Mom, you could sure preach spirit, soul, and body here, because anybody that knew Dad knows he's not at home in that body. And he wasn't. He'd have been ruling things if he was, but he wasn't there. He'd gone out of that home. And he'd gone into the Bible says here we have an earthly tabernacle, but there we've got one that's by God. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. I saw light on another scripture when Kent was lying there. Let me take it to you. I passed by that funeral home the other day, Terry, and I thought about your dad being there, you know. His body. You got to put the body in the grave because it'll stinketh after a little bit. It's not redeemed yet. But the spirit and the soul, they depart and be with Jesus. That's what it says. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. So here in Philippians 1, one thing about Kent was I knew that he didn't really finish his job, his race. And at his funeral, Brother Hagin prophesied to Chip that he would it would come on Chip, you know. So, but that I'm sitting there thinking, we hadn't had the funeral yet. I haven't heard Brother Hagin prophesy that. So I'm sitting there, sitting by Kent's body, and thinking, you know, I wish he'd live longer, got all that done. But here's what it says. Being confident of this very thing, this is Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So it came to me, it was made real to me, the work continues until the day of Jesus Christ. His work in you does not quit when you, what we say, die. It was made, I've written it down here, made real to me in 1986 with Kent's body. The work continues until the day of Jesus Christ. So I didn't have to think that God's work inside of Kent was over. Isn't that good? Woo! We're so short-sighted. The best of us is short-sighted. God help us. Bless the Lord. Now, so here he's telling them, I'm getting ready to go. And for you to know about the promises, you're going to have to look in the prophets. Now, in the next chapter, the whole chapter, this is how I know he knew more about the time of the coming of the Lord, because he tells them he ain't coming right away, McGee. There's going to be time that some things are going to be happening in the church. And so here's what he says in chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, When Will Jesus Come? By Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.